Hey, beautiful. Great to have you back. Don't miss out on any episode. Follow me on Facebook where you will receive additional information. Just look for Tita May. And for now, I wish you a lot of inspiration. Aloha and welcome to today's episode of I Am Aloha. Another Friday, another wonderful energies coming up. We just had a portal day on August 3rd, and we're moving into a full moon on Monday with, yeah, awesome energies, because the full moon is going to be, how do you say, accompanied by a partial lunar eclipse. And exactly 2 weeks later, we're going to have a new moon that's going to be accompanied by a full solar eclipse. So we're going into a really interesting energy wave. I was reading up on it, and I think it was saying that whatever started in 1998, 99, 2000, whatever your topics were back then that started off, are going to have their ending now, or are coming to an end in this period, and are going to have, you're going to have like a, how do you say, it's like you're finally reaching that goal that started almost 20 years ago. And when I was reading that, it was so incredible for me, because I was amazed, because almost around that time is when I arrived to Germany and began my new life here. And now that this is happening, I'm leaving. It's like I'm done. I've come to a conclusion of this time and for myself, and it's time to leave. And it really gave me a shower, you know, like a shower over my skin for that, because it was really awesome and weird and confirming, and you know, a lot of emotions came up with that. So I just wanted to share that with you, because maybe you have something that you started 20 years ago or 18 years ago, and that is coming to a conclusion this year and around this time especially. And it is said that if, especially the time between the coming full moon and new moon, just watch those 2 weeks, what happens, what topics come up, and those are ideas that might want to be realized. You're going to have like hints on where you're supposed to go, where you're supposed to be. So yeah, that's on this part. And yeah. Oh, the other thing is we're having the Lion's Portal, which is going to be August 8th, which is kind of like a special portal day as well, because it's kind of like, they also call it like the Lion's Gate, because it's every year on August 8th, because it's like the 8th day of the 8th month, and it has a lot to do with the ego and things surrounding that and letting go of that. So again, it's a special time to be very... sorry. It's a very special time to be mindful with yourself. So try to be very mindful with you for that. And read up in the show notes. I'm going to put in a couple of portal days that are coming up. Not to worry you, but just to give you a hint on what kind of days might have interesting energies about them. Yeah, and because of this special time that we're having right now, I wanted to share with you something that I believe is very important for this time that we're having right now. And that is just becoming aware of whatever emotions are coming up. And especially to let go something, it's easier if we let go by actually just being aware of the emotion. You know, if you put your focus or your attention on whatever emotion you have that's not feeling good, you know, like maybe you're angry, don't push it away. Don't say you're not allowed to be angry. Allow yourself to feel the emotion, to be in it, and allow yourself to feel what it is without judging it. Don't judge it. Don't put it in any cupboard or anything. Don't label it. Just for yourself, acknowledge that you're angry. Look at yourself. What is the anger doing with you? What kind of emotions are coming, are with the anger maybe? What kind of thoughts are with the anger? And allow yourself to have those emotions. And just feel them and be in them for a while. Don't act on them. And you're going to see that if you do that, that's what's going to help you to let them go, to release them easier. So that's especially now in these days that are coming, because we're going to go through a very tough time on an energetic level. I'm saying that it's going to be a lot of old things are going to be popping up more, and a lot of chaos. I feel like sometimes we're shown chaos that is not real chaos, but it's kind of like just hints to show us into the right direction. So do that, like, just for yourself. Acknowledge it, be aware of it, and then let it go. You can let it go. You're going to see, or take a fear, for example, whatever is coming up. Maybe you're afraid of making a certain step. So before you do that step, or before you decide not to do that step, just acknowledge the fear you're having and put your mind into it, put your awareness into it, look at it, feel it for a while without acting, just feel it and see what happens and where this fear takes you, what kind of thoughts it brings up. And maybe just by yourself, and that's to tell you the truth, this is the experience I've had with my emotions, that I would even say for myself, it's come up to 80 to almost 90% of negative emotions. I just feel them and acknowledge them. And just by doing that, allowing them to be, I'm allowed to release them. And I think that's because I have gotten the practice of it, because I've been practicing it for a very long time. But for you, I can assure you that at least 60% of your negative emotions are going to be released this way. Because just by doing that, but not pushing emotions aside, but just allowing us to feel them. And I'm really saying not to act on them. Just allow yourself to be mindful with yourself and to look at yourself with the emotion. I'm not saying go into the emotion and then act on it. No, just allow yourself to go into the emotion and be with the emotion. Because the funny thing is, once you start doing that, it starts to become not part of you. It starts to become something that is existing aside of you. And with that, you start releasing it. And the more and more you practice, the more and more this is going to come to the side and be less important. And you're going to feel things just released by just doing that, by just allowing yourself. You know, sometimes we have old sadness, or, you know, like when we have grief for things. I think there's a difference between grievance and mourning. I keep forgetting which one is the good one and which one is the less good one. So I'm just putting those out there for you to acknowledge, whatever feels best for you. So whatever that emotion is of being sad, allow yourself to be sad. Give yourself space to be sad. If you need to cry, if you have to. And do that, and you're going to feel released afterwards. You're going to feel relieved. You're going to feel the emotion leaving you. You're going to feel the tension leaving out of your body. So you're going to have the power to release things just by doing that, just by acknowledging that you have them. You have emotions, but they don't have to be part of you. They start off as feeling like they are part of you, but once you start feeling them, you realize by yourself that you don't need those emotions. And I'm really talking about really like softer things you're going to release. If you feel like something is not going after this, it's not releasing, it's not leaving, then it's a topic that you should look further into. And I mean by going into meditation, finding a coach that talks with you about it, or really, you know, like really making, doing deeper work for it. I think the first step, this practice of acknowledging and going into an emotion is the first step that you should do. You can do, I'm saying can. It's just, you don't have to, but it's something that you can do. And once you try that, you're going to feel it and you're going to know if this feeling is gone afterwards or if you need deeper work for it. So yeah, that's my inspiration for this week, because as I said, we're going into an interesting time now, the next couple of weeks, and to tell you the truth, I think even months are going to be energetically challenging up to a certain point. And I'm not saying in a bad way, because I feel like a challenge is always something good, because we can always grow from that and we can always learn things. So yeah, I wanted to give you this because I feel like this just helps a lot. It's going to help you do a lot of things and release a lot of things. So with that, I'm leaving you off into the weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. Prepare yourself for the full moon. Remember, give all the things that you want to call into your life to the full moon. And you're gonna feel and see and live a lot of beautiful things. Have a lot of fun, have a great week, and I'm looking forward to talk to you next week. Bye guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to get some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and leave a review. And if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to Tita May's weekly inspiration, which will be coming soon. You can find the link on my website, www.titameyola.com. I'm looking forward to inspire you some more. And until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaikai kakou, e ahui ho. A loving thank you from the heart, a lot of blessings for everyone, and hear you again next time.